Association law, Vyapti, universal law. But what is this universe? So Vivekananda then plunges directly into non-dualism. He says, this universe, what we are experiencing, is only a tiny part, a glimpse into reality. There is an unlimited reality, a limitless existence, consciousness, bliss. What do I mean by limitless existence? Existence that is not cut off by birth and death. It's not that something that comes into being, did not exist and comes into being, and then changes and then ages and dies and goes out of being. Not that kind of existence. Limitless existence. And all pervasive, everywhere it is there. And everything, nothing is different from it. So this limitless existence, this limitless consciousness, this limitless fulfillment, Sat Chit Ananda, this is the nature of reality. And that is the real existence, that is reality itself. What we experience as reality is through our minds and senses, is what we hear, smell, taste, touch, is what we think about it and understand it and desire and like and hate, and we deal with it through the mind. This is a slice of that reality, grasped by our senses and our mind. And this slice of reality, he says, it is reality coming to us through Maya. It is that limitless existence, consciousness, bliss, limitless Brahman coming to us through Maya. What is Maya? Space, time and causation. It's a theater. It's like a Broadway play. On stage comes the universe. But what do you see the universe as? Not as limitless existence, consciousness, bliss. But you see it as not limitless existence. You see it as existing things. Chairs and tables, plants and rocks and lakes and sky and earth. Existing things. This limitless awareness comes into this through Maya on stage before us. What does it come as? It comes as seeing, hearing, smelling, tasting, touching. It comes as thinking, remembering, desiring. It comes as waking, dreaming, sleeping. That limitless fulfillment, bliss, comes to us on stage through the lens of Maya, space, time and causation. What do we experience it as? We experience it as the pursuit of pleasure. We experience it as the pursuit of beauty, aesthetics. We experience it as the pursuit of meaning in life, purpose of life. What's the point of it all? In reality, it is Sat Chit Ananda. And the Sat Chit Ananda we experience as existing things in the universe, as our conscious experience of the universe, and as our sense of meaning, purpose, values, beauty, existence, consciousness, bliss. Look at the grand questions of philosophy. What is real? Metaphysics, ontology. How do we know anything? Epistemology. And what's the point of it all? This is called axiology. Earlier it used to be called ethics and aesthetics and all. They have clubbed it together, a science of values. And look at what Vedanta says is ultimate reality. Sat, Chit, Ananda. The direct answers to these three questions. What is ultimately real? Sat, pure being, according to Vedanta. How do we know anything at all? How is knowledge possible? Chit, consciousness. What's the point of it all? What are we chasing here? Ananda, bliss. And Vedanta goes further, not only giving these grand answers, and long ago, 5,000 years ago in the Upanishads, not only giving these grand answers, Vedanta goes further and says, this Sat Chit Ananda, it is no theory. It is no speculation. It is absolute fact. Why should I believe you? How do I know? What fact is it? It's you. Tattvamasi. You are that. You are limitless existence. You are limitless consciousness. You are the sum total of all fulfillment. Sat Chit Ananda. It is you.